I leaped and pulled Watson down with me. We landed with a thump at the bottom of the drop. I looked around. I've seen horror movies before and terrifying pictures, but nothing could prepare me for this. I identified stretching racks with innocent people getting ripped apart like a new dog with a toy. Their arms were torn from their shoulders, their legs ripped from their torso, but they didn't die. They just kept on screaming, a horrible, ear-splitting wail coming from all directions. There were children getting their fingers detached from their hands one by one with a crude-looking sharp blade. Women were getting torched on stakes. First their clothes would go up in flames, then their flesh would catch. The horrid smell of scorched skin and fresh blood wafted into my nose. I wanted to move and go help the victims, but my body was frozen in place. Men and teenagers were getting drowned in pools of acid, their lifeless bodies floating up to the brim and off the side. They landed in a heap at the base of the container, sprawled in desolate forms for eternity.
Hey! Hey!
Watson wrapped me on the shoulder and snapped me out of my thoughts.
Huh? What?
Everything, all the torturous devices had vanished, just a memory in my mind. Did you see that?
Did I see what?
Never mind. I shuddered at the endless silence that was filled with screams a moment before.
Let's get out of here, quick!
Way ahead of you. I heard a maniacal laugh coming from my right. I looked over and saw Watson, doubled over in pain, clutching his stomach. He was dissolving, slowly crumbling to dust, and I realized this is what will happen to us if the time limit runs out.
Ah! Get me out!
You are done for me.
No!
The torture machines had appeared again, and I didn't know if it was my imagination or reality. I was stunned in shock. I didn't move a muscle. The Russian grabbed Watson by the ear and pulled him to the machine that pulled your fingers off. I was stunned through the whole thing. Watson was pulled in pieces. He had gone through the stretcher, the leg crunchers, and was being ripped apart by the unforgiving man. I watched and watched for what seemed like hours until he fully dissolved and with nothing but a pile of ashes on the ground. I unfroze and charged at the Russian.
You're too late, little American.
The last part I could remember was him dumping Watson's dust into the acid pit. A clock run 10. And everything went dark.